This discrepancy in the manifests can only be explained by someone altering the documents. A plutonium bomb such as the one Manhattan scientists were developing required a critical mass to be achieved within 1/3,000th of a second, a speed far exceeding the capabilities of fuses available at that time. According to Farrell, there is evidence to support the idea that the necessary fuses were obtained from U-234 passenger Dr. Schlicker. A message from the Chief of Naval Operations to the authorities in Portsmouth, where the U-234 was taken after its surrender, indicated that Dr. Schlicker, along with his fuses, were to be taken to Washington, accompanied by naval officers. Once there, the doctor was scheduled to present a lecture on his fuses in the presence of a Mr. Alvarez, apparently meaning Dr. Luis Walter Alvarez, the man who was credited with producing fuses for the plutonium bomb. Alvarez and his student, Lawrence Johnson, are credited with designing the exploding bridge wire detonators for the spherical implosives used in the Trinity bomb test, as well as the Nagasaki bomb. On March 3, 1945, President Roosevelt received an ominous memo from Senator James F. Burns, a Democrat from South Carolina and a longtime confidant to the president. This memorandum for the president stated, "I understand that the expenditures for the Manhattan Project are approaching $2 billion with no definite assurance yet of production. Even eminent scientists may continue a project rather than concede its failure." Burns, who went on to become a Secretary of State and a Supreme Court Justice, was voicing the concern of many that the atom bomb project was foundering and might even prove a failure. Burns may have been aware of a letter dated December 28, 1944, in which Eric Jett, chief metallurgist at Los Alamos, expressed reservations over the lack of sufficient amounts of uranium for the atomic bomb. He wrote, "A study of the shipment of weapons-grade uranium for the past 3 months shows the following. At present rate, we will have 10 kilos by February 7th and 15 kilos about May 1st. According to Heydrich, Edward Hamill, a metallurgist who worked at Los Alamos, where enriched uranium was made into material for the atomic bomb, reported that very little enriched uranium was received there until less than a month before the bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. Little Boy, the bomb dropped on Hiroshima, carried 64.15 kilograms of enriched uranium, virtually the entire quantity that could have been produced since mid-1944 by the enrichment facilities at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, even working around the clock.